Hi, Daniel. How are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you very much for asking. I appreciate that. It's a pleasure to meet you. My name is Nadine. I'm one of the regional specialists, and I handle pricing and details for your area. So I know that you've been talking here with Dan, my representative, and he does a wonderful job, really explaining the basics of our program, but he did want me to go over pricing details with you. Before we get into that, if I could ask you, did you have any questions as far as how the program works or the placement that we do?
Not so far.
Not so far? Okay. And so what do you consider right now your specialty?
Cabinetry and furniture.
Beautiful. Okay. And that's all custom, right?
Yes.
Okay. And so you've been in business now 4 years, but the work that you do is just residential only, correct?
Correct.
And I know that you're based out of Columbia, Daniel, but what he notated, and I wanted to just kind of clarify this with you, he put except Dade City. So how far
Davidson
would you,
County.
Davidson
Davidson
County?
County.
Okay. So you don't want to be in Davidson County?
I'm not licensed to be in Davidson County.
Okay. Okay. So if I'm looking at Columbia, do you typically travel, I don't know, like maybe about a 40 to 50 mile radius with the exception of not Davidson County?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Thank you for clarifying that. I just wanted to make sure I understood the notes correctly. Okay, beautiful. And you don't, I know you don't have a website, but what about Facebook? Do you ever go on Facebook at all?
I do have a Facebook page. It's Dana Bamber Designs on Facebook.
Oh, let me see if I can find it then.
Yeah, look it up.
You know what? Yeah, I want to see. Do you have really good pictures on there?
I do.
Oh my gosh. Okay. I want to take a look at this. If you can bear with me for a second, because I want to pull it up just to see your content on there. It really helps me get to learn more about your company, and I'm glad that you're a part of the social media. Okay. Let me see. Okay. It's coming up right now. Wow. Oh my gosh. And you do this all yourself?
Yes.
Oh my. That table is gorgeous.
Yeah, it
I
really
also
is.
see, yeah, I also see, wow. I'm looking at the dark wood one too. The one that you did for, oh gosh, this one was back in 2021. You posted it. This
Oh,
is
the table
beautiful. Wow, you even
for
do bed
business
frames
school.
and all that.
Yeah.
Really great work. Where does a lot of your work come from, Daniel, if you don't mind me asking?
A lot of it is Japanese inspired.
Oh, okay. But do you get majority of your clients, do they come from like people referring you, or is there any marketing that you do that generates business?
It's
Like
all
where do
been
you get your,
referral to. It's all been
wow.
referral to this point.
That's awesome. That's so good. So I know that you mentioned to my rep that you're using Angie's List. Is that pretty recent? I thought I saw a listing for you there.
Yeah, it's recent.
Okay. Do you mind if I ask what inclined you to start with their program? Were you just trying to generate more work in general, or?
That was a friend of mine who recommended them.
Oh, okay. Okay. And you do have the ability, right, to take on more new customers?
I've only gotten 2 leads from them so far.
Okay. How do you like the process, though? Are you doing the paper lead?
Yeah, paper lead. The first one didn't work out. I'm still
Okay.
waiting on the second one. So, I
Oh,
mean,
well, hopefully it
basically,
goes
huh?
I said hopefully that second one goes through, right?
I mean, it doesn't look like something I want to do,
Okay.
but I mean, it's work, so.
Okay. Well, you know, we operate quite different here because what we do is first page placement on Google. I'm sure you always see that map that pops up, you know, in the search results. When you're looking for a restaurant or a tire shop near you, you see that map listed with businesses right below it. That's what we call the local map section. You know, Daniel, that's where we actually do placement because we know that 90% of searches will start and stop on that first page of Google. So you would always be an option at the moment when they're searching for your services, okay? Whether they're looking for, you know, carpentry, if they're looking for, you know, cabinets, you know, custom furniture, we would always make sure that you come up on that first page. Now, with the listing being exclusive, we are looking for just one company that qualifies, and what qualified you is because of the type of work that you do. It's quality work. I mean, there's no doubt about that. And the fact that you don't have any negative reviews regarding your company. So, and you have the ability, right, to take on more new business, and that's why we were reaching out. If we were to start working with you on this first page of Google, we're going to close it out. What that means is we're not going to work with anyone in your territory who offers the same services. And it's because we want to ensure that your company would get the maximum amount of phone calls and exposure. Does that kind of make sense so far, Daniel? What I mean by it being exclusive? Okay, great. Yeah. Now, the way that we do things here, we set the program where it's a fixed flat rate. And it is a month-to-month program. There's no contracts, so you wouldn't be charged per call, per job, or per click. You still qualify for a new in business rate because you're right under the five-year mark. Okay? So let me see here. So what you would be looking at is a flat monthly rate of $249 a month. And it would come with just a one-time $99 setup fee, which is to cover your programming. The initial investment would be $348 for you to get it started, and then $249 every month after that with no contracts. This would include you having first page placement on Google, content creation on Bing. We do submit you to Yelp, Apple Maps. We do Facebook advertising. That'll retarget once someone performs a search on Google for your services. And even if they don't call you, but let's say they go to Facebook and they're looking at pictures or stories, they're going to see your ad appear. This is going to help you reach more new clients. And we make it unique so that we could target an audience by interest, income level, or by location. Now, Daniel, once they click on your ad, they're calling you directly. A lot of our clients have seen great results. Okay? Now, in addition, I would include a website for you. I want people to see the beautiful work that you do. So we'll build you a website. We're going to host it and maintain it, and we'll attach it where your business is listed. We also include the mobile platform. So anytime that someone does a search using their iPhone, Android, or tablet, they would also find your company on that first page of Google. Basically, we're covering all of your bases. And it's a month-to-month program with no contract.
Okay, so it's $348 every month?
No, hon. It's $348 for you to start it today, but then every month that you're with us, then you're just paying the $249 a month.
Okay. And if I don't see results, I can cancel?
At any time, yeah. I'm just going to ask you, you know, stick it out 2 months. We call it a 2-month verbal agreement, but Daniel, you pay every month. But if you decide, you know, I want to discontinue services, then you just got to make sure that you at least call 3 business days before the billing is due, and we cancel it. We don't charge you a cancellation fee. We just part as friends.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. So let me do this. Give me one
now,
second.
Now, you have to understand that I'm not licensed to operate in Davidson County, right?
That's okay. That's not required, and I'll notate that that's not the area that you want to be found in, okay? How far is Davidson County from where you're at, typically?
About 40 miles.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So even if we're covering you by mile radius, as long as I put no Davidson County, that'll be notated, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So, Daniel, I just want to make sure that this is the best email for you. I see it on your Facebook, DanielJamesBoomer@gmail.com. Did I pronounce your last name right? I'm sorry if I didn't.
It's Bamer.
Bamer?
It's German.
Oh, okay. So, like, the O-E is almost, like, pronounced like an A, right? Bamer?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you for that. I apologize. I don't like when I mess up a last name. Okay. So what you're going to receive right now are two emails that are coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash. And this first email is going to be labeled Google and Facebook Marketing. It's going to show you that the price I told you is $249 month to month. And you're just going to have that one-time $99 setup fee. You'll never pay the setup fee again, okay? And
okay.
Then everything that's included. Now, the second email, Daniel, is going to be labeled Client Dashboard Analytics. And that one is going to give you an overview of our reporting system. So you're going to be able to track your results with us, too, and see how many phone calls you're receiving, you know, where they perform the location of the search, and track all of that, okay? Now,
yeah, I just got the email.
Oh, beautiful. Now, Daniel, so your last name, you spell it B-O-E-M-E-R, like as in the business name, right?
Yes.
Okay, Daniel Bamer. And then the phone number that should be listed for the business is this number, the 612-503-0344?
Yes.
Okay. And that's the best number for us to reach you on as well, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
What do I click on here?
Oh, you don't have to click on anything. It's just I'm sending you those emails so that way you have it for your records.
Okay.
What I told you, what was included in the price. It's kind of like your proof that that's what you're paying, aside from the receipt, okay? Now,
okay.
Daniel, how we're going to list the company is going to be Daniel Bamer Designs. Is that how you want it listed?
Yes.
That has a good ring to it, by the way.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Now, on the phone number that we're speaking on, can you also get text messages on this phone?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to send you a text message in just a second. The address where you have the business, like where you associate the business, it's not getting an address that's going to even show anywhere on Google because we hide it. Is it the 1112 Nashville Highway? That's in Columbia?
Yes.
That's where you're based out of, right? Okay.
Correct.
Is that like a house or an apartment number or anything?
Well, it's an apartment because I don't do business out of my home.
Okay, got it. Well, you're considered what we call a home office. So majority of businesses like yourself operate from your home. So Google doesn't ever want your address to show anywhere. What's the apartment number? Because it's just where we're going to have it verified, where your red dot's going to be on the map, but your address is not going to show anywhere.
A12.
Okay. And I'm going to hide that address. It's coming up as the zip code 38401, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Awesome. Now, Daniel, I'm going to send you this text message, and as soon as you get it, I want you to open it up, okay? Give me 1 second, and I'll let you know as soon as I send it, because I'm sending you the number to our customer service department, and I'm also sending you already your login credentials. So when the text comes in, go ahead and open that text.
Ask for a username and password.
Okay. So this text, the username, this is going to be for your client dashboard. I like sending your reporting system login ahead of time. The username is always going to be your phone number. The password is best local, all one word, lowercase. Okay. Now, you could always change it to a password of your choice later if you wish. But do you see where it says the phone number 877-635-6225?
Hold on, best local lowercase, what?
It's best local lowercase is your password. It's in the text that I sent you. Your username is always going to be your phone number. Do you see that in the text?
Hold on, let me log in here.
Now, if you try to log in, you're really not going to see anything, or it might give you an error because the technician's got to create that. I just like to send it to you ahead of time, okay? Now, also, oh, no worries. Take your time.
So there's a link to 877-635-6255.
Yes. So that phone number, I want you to save that phone number in your contacts. That's our customer service department, okay? You are going to have a team here within our company that's going to be dedicated to your account. Anytime you have an update, you have a change, you have a question, you have a concern, you're going to call that 877 number. I want you to save it in your contacts right now under local splash. That is our company name. So this way you never lose our phone number.
It's not letting me do that. Hold on. Let me see
okay, no worries.
It's trying to give me the copy. Let me see. Add contact. There we go.
Yeah.
What should I put it under?
Put it under local, L-O-C-A-L, and then splash.
Okay.
S-P-L-A-S-H, like a splash of water.
It's save. Okay.
And then save. Yeah. Done. So this number is the number that you're going to call. Anytime you have an update, you have a change, you have a question, you have a concern regarding your account, you're going to contact our customer service department. We are always here for you, Monday through Friday, 7 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon Pacific Standard Time. Now, we're in California, so you're 2 hours ahead of me. So we're always going to be here for you, 9 to 6. Your time.
Okay.
Okay? Okay, perfect. Now, we're going to go over the billing. The payment that we're going to process, the card that you're using, does that card have your name, Daniel? Does it have the business name, or is it in both?
It has my name.
Okay. Is it just your first and last name, or is there like a middle initial?
It might be J.
Okay. Same billing address as your home address?
1112.
Uh-huh. Nashville Highway.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
And you said it was apartment A12. A like apple. Okay.
Yep.
And Daniel, is that a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
That's a Visa.
Okay. And what is the card number whenever you are ready?
4342.
Uh-huh.
5700.
Okay.
4622.
Uh-huh.
6255.
I'm going to repeat it back to you, but I'm not charging the card. 4342-5700. 4622-2655. Is that correct?
6255.
I said it backwards. Okay. And then expiration month and year?
0427.
And the CVV code on the back?
207.
Now, before I process your payment, Daniel, what I'm going to do first is I'm going to walk you through a 90-second voice verification recording, and it's because I have you at a discounted pricing program that we don't typically advertise. So what this is going to do, it's just going to go over the billing date, the amount. I'm going to say that it's a two-month verbal agreement. I'm going to state that if you need to pause or cancel the account, you can do so at any time. Just make sure that you call us 3 business days before your billing is due, okay, so that you don't incur that charge. When I am walking you through it, anything at all that you don't understand, Daniel, you stop me and you say, Nadine, what does that mean? So that I can review it with you and then rephrase it. I want to make sure that you have a clear and firm understanding before we process your payment. Does that sound good?
Yep.
Okay. I want to put a security question on your account with us as well, and you can either choose that it be your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or your first pet's name. What would you like for the security question?
My first pet's name.
And what was your first pet's name?
Fritz.
F-R-I-T-Z, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So now I'm going to turn on the recording, Daniel, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business as how it should read on the first page of Google. So please state the name of your business.
Jana Bamber Designs.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Daniel Bamer, sole proprietor.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised, Daniel, that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Now, sometimes, you know, you're in the middle of a job. We know you can't just pick up the call, so all we ask is that you at least call within 24 business hours to return our call. Okay. I also want you to be aware that, you know, you might get a company that's trying to sell you another type of online product. They're not associated with us. Okay. We're not going to ask you to spend more money than the $249 a month. Now, Daniel, I do want you to get into the habit that whenever we call you to always ask, what's my security question? Because if at any time when you ask that and someone hangs up on you, then you know it wasn't us calling. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is August 14th, 2024, and the non-refundable amount of $348. Now, this is a two-month verbal agreement. What that means, Daniel, is that your second payment will be charged on September 14th, 2024, in the discounted amount of $249. However, when your term is completed, okay, your agreement's going to automatically renew each month on the 14th day, in the discounted amount of $249. However, you may pause or discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. And that is the number that I had you save in your phone, 877-635-6225. Now, if you should pause or cancel the account, Daniel, I'm going to ask that you contact us at least 3 business days before your billing is due so you don't incur that charge, okay? There will be no cancellation fee. Just make sure you call 3 business days before the 14th, okay?
I wasn't actually able to save that number on my phone.
Oh, let me give it to you again. Yeah, let me know when you're ready.
Go ahead.
877-
Hold on, let me, okay.
You want me to start it from the beginning, the phone number?
No, that's fine, 877.
Uh-huh, and then it's going to be 635.
Okay.
6225.
6225?
Uh-huh. So if you need to pause or cancel the account, right, you want to make sure that you call 3 business days before the 14th. You call that number and you just say, hey, I need to cancel or I need to pause it for a few months. And then they'll go ahead and take care of that. Okay, so that way you don't get charged on that
date. What should I put this under?
Put it under, I'm going to tell you, local, L-O-C-A-L.
Hold on.
And then, okay, take your time. You let me know when you're ready.
Don't let me pull up an alphabet. Hold on.
It's okay.
Hold on. All right. So here, hold on. This was the list.
That's okay.
Say again.
Okay. You ready for the name?
Yep.
Local, L-O-C-A-L.
Okay.
And then the word is splash, like a splash of water. S-P-L-A-S-H.
Got it.
Okay, perfect. Now, as a reminder, okay, just going back, if you need to pause or cancel it, make sure that you call that number 3 business days before the 14th. So that way you don't get charged on that date. Okay?
So
do you,
what can I expect as far as response in the next 5 to 10 days? Is this going to really blow up?
It's not going to blow up all crazy. It's going to provide you a steady flow of clients. And I'm going to go over that timeline with you. But I do have to ask if you agree and understand to the renewal and cancellation terms.
I do.
Okay. So the next order of business is I want to schedule your client interview. Now, Daniel, this is where the magic is going to happen because my technician's going to talk to you about the website, where to send us the pictures that you want us to post. They're going to talk to you about the areas that we're targeting. They're going to talk to you about your services and your keywords. And typically that appointment, what I do is I block out an hour. The appointment can take 30 to 40 minutes, you know, sometimes a little bit longer. It just really depends, you know, on how many questions or details you have. But I do want to schedule it at a time that's convenient for you, okay? And you don't need to be in front of a computer. But how does your schedule look tomorrow for your client interview?
I could be available at like 9 o'clock tomorrow.
Okay, so let me tell you what appointments I have and let me know if any of these times work for you, but whatever time I give you is your time zone. I do have a 9 to 10. Would that work for you tomorrow?
Yes.
Beautiful. Yep. So let me do this, and I probably only need about 6 or 7 more minutes, and then we'll be all set, okay? But I just want to make sure that I put in my notes detailed for my technician. So you're going to get an email from me. And it's going to have your calendar invite. You don't need to do anything with it. It's just letting you know that tomorrow we're going to be calling you between 9 and 10 o'clock your time. And it's going to be from an 877 number. So you just want to make sure that you're answering all calls within that hour. Now, if for some reason we call you, okay, and let's say you're in the middle of a job and you can't just pick up the phone, right? All I'm going to ask is just make sure you at least pick it up and just say, hey, can you guys call me back in 5 or 10 minutes? We will call you right back. I don't want you to miss this appointment because the sooner I get you through it, the faster we're going to be moving to. Okay? So let me send you this invite. And I'll also send you a reminder, Daniel, an hour before your interview, just to let you know that it's coming up in that next hour, okay?
I'll be available.
Good. And in fact, I'll be the one actually calling you because I want to introduce you to the technician. I like doing that.
Okay.
So this way, you know, I do the nice introduction, okay? So let me send that. Now, here's what I'm notating under your services, and let me know if there's anything that I'm missing. You're going to go over more in detail with my technician tomorrow, but I want to give them an idea. So I put custom cabinet builds, custom furniture builds, carpentry. What else? Do you do framing?
I do, but that's not typically licensed work. So
okay.
Like exterior, interior doors.
Oh, good. Okay.
Interior trim.
Uh-huh.
I don't do stairs.
Okay.
Interior framing, depending on code.
Depending on,
and license.
Yeah. Okay. And just residential?
Yes.
Okay. And they'll go over more with you during tomorrow. Let me see. And I know you mentioned you're not licensed. Do you have the business registered or insurance? It's not a requirement. We just ask out of habit.
My business is registered with Summertown or Lawrenceburg County.
Oh, good. Okay. Do you ever plan on getting insurance in the future or just not yet?
I do. It's just not a good time right now.
Don't even worry about that.
Insurance, yeah, so.
I'm just going to put, you know, plan on it. But I did put that you're registered. And then your Facebook page, okay, I got that. Let me see what else. Okay. Now, do you want me to put 40 miles, 30 miles, and then I'm also notating no Davison County?
Yes.
Okay. Do you want to put 40 miles or 30 or 50? What do you prefer?
40 is fine.
40. Okay. And then do you have
will be Davison County, so.
Yeah, so we'll keep it at 40 and we'll put no Davison County so that way they're very well aware. I was going to ask, do you have a business logo? Have you ever created one?
You know, I haven't. There was talk about doing that at one point, but I never really got that far.
That's okay. Do you want us to make you one? We can make you one. It doesn't cost you anything. I can have them make you a logo.
Sure. That'd be fun.
I'm going to have them make you a logo then. You can give them some ideas, and then they'll send you, you know, the examples, and you just choose the one that you like. Okay? It doesn't cost you anything, so why not include it?
Yeah. So when people look up your page, do they see my Facebook page?
What, not your personal one. What they would see is
the Daniel Greenberg Design.
Yeah. We're going to make sure that that's also visible, the business Facebook page. That's actually going to have a link. So when we build you the website's going to have a Facebook logo. So when they click on it, it's going to take them straight to your Facebook page.
Okay.
So what you're going to do, we're going to ask you to add us on as managers to your Facebook business page. You're going to remain being the owner of it. We're just going to be listed as managers. Okay, so that way we can manage your Facebook ads and then add your logo on there for you. Okay.
Okay.
And then when we communicate with you, do you prefer that we call you, text you, email, phone and text, all three? What do you prefer?
Phone and text.
Phone and text. And what are your hours of operation?
8 to 6.
Monday through Friday or Monday through Saturday?
Monday through Saturday.
8 to 6. Sunday closed? I hope you rest.
Yes. I try.
Okay. Good for you. That's, you know what? That's important. I've seen my family members work so hard and not even enjoy life. And then it's like, you know, I think it's important. They miss family events, and it's like, you know, you got to take a little bit of a reset time, you know. Forms of payments that you take from your, you know, potential clients. Do you do cash, check, Zelle, Venmo, Cash App?
Zelle and Venmo.
Zelle and Venmo. Do you ever do cash?
Check.
Okay. So just checks, Zelle, and Venmo?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So let me see here. All right. Now, two things left, and then we'll be all set. Let me put check, Zelle, and Venmo. Okay. Now, I know you've received quite a few messages and emails from me, but there are two that I need you to find. Okay, and I'm going to go over them with you. One is going to say action photos needed for verification. The other one will say initial invoice. It's whichever one you find first.
Action needed pictures needed
yes,
for
sir.
Google verification.
Okay, we're going to go over this. Okay, so what we do is we send you a list of items that we need photos of that are going to help us get you verified through Google faster. Now, some of those items you're not going to have, so don't worry about it. I just need you to send us the ones that you do have, okay? So, example, we're going to ask you to send us a picture of your work tools and or your work equipment, okay? Send us a picture if you have a work truck or a work van that you use with the license plate showing. Send us a photo of that. Sometimes people use their own personal truck. That's okay. Just make sure that the license plate shows. Send us a picture. I know you're not licensed and insured, but you know, like your registration. Send us a photo of that. Registration for the business. Okay. Send us a picture if you have business cards that you hand out. Send us a photo of that. Your workshop, like if you have a spot in your garage where you do your work, send us a photo of that. On that list, you send us whatever pictures you do have, and whatever you don't have, don't worry about it. Okay, Daniel?
Okay, well, so I work out of a shop in Columbia,
okay,
which I'm not at right now, but I can send a picture of my truck.
That's perfect. So as soon as you can send us the pictures, that's fine. Even if you send us the pictures of the shop over the weekend, that's okay. Just send us as soon as you can the photos, okay? Now, the next one I need you to find is the one that says initial invoice. And it would have came probably before that one or after the one that says welcome.
Hold on a second here. I'm not seeing a link to show you pictures of my truck.
Yeah, there's a link, and then you're just going to upload them there, okay? Or you could text them to me, whatever's easiest for you.
I'll text them to you.
Okay.
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 I have some tools in my living room that I can send you pictures of.
Yeah, as soon as you can send them, even if you send them tonight, Daniel, that's perfect. Okay. Now,
I have a pretty full complement of tools.
Oh,
so
good.
That's not an issue. I'm able to build furniture. So.
Yeah. So, yeah, as long as send those tonight, you know, tomorrow, just as soon as you can send them, okay? Now, the other message or email that I need you to find is the one that says initial invoice.
Hold on.
Okay. Bless you.
Hmm. that much, but for now it'll do.
Yeah.
Okay, initial invoice?
Yes, sir.
I have an invitation.
It would be before that one. That one's with your client interview. That's just letting you know what day is your appointment with us tomorrow.
Here's an initial invoice. Okay. All right.
All right. So it goes on to say, thank you for choosing Local Splash. A copy of your invoice is located below this email. Please click here to accept your subscription terms. That's towards the bottom. Do you see it?
I see access to my dashboard.
Okay. So let's go to the top of it because you might not be on the right one. It would say, Daniel J., thank you for choosing Local Splash. A copy of your
please
invoice.
Please click here to accept the
yes, to accept the subscription terms. So you're going to click on that. And so what it's going to do, it's going to take you to a page that says Local Splash, Terms of Experience. Are you on that page?
Yep.
Okay. I want you to scroll towards the bottom of that page, and I want you to find where it says mobile phone, and underneath of it should be your phone number. It's towards the bottom.
Hold on a second.
It's okay.
Yep.
Okay. So underneath where it says mobile phone, it has your phone number, and then there's these two little boxes, right? The first
yep.
box, I need you to click in it because you're saying that you agreed to receive text messages from us, from Local Splash. Okay?
Yep.
The next box, you're going to click in it because you're saying that you certify that the card that you gave, right, for the payment, you're the authorized holder and the signer of that credit card and that your information is true and correct.
Yep.
And then at the bottom where it's asking you to type your name, that little
okay.
like arrow, the box next to it, you're going to click in it and you're going to type your name exactly as you see it there. No period after the J, just Daniel space J space Famer. And then you're going to click on confirm signature.
Keep drawing me out of it. Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Now, once you do that, you would click at the next box that says confirm your signature, and what it should do is take you to a page that's telling you to put a username and password.
It's not doing that.
Did you type your name Daniel space J with no period and then your last name?
Hold on.
Okay.
Okay.
And you want to make sure that those two little boxes under your phone number that you clicked on them, so it does a little check mark.
Did that, yep.
Okay. Now try to click on confirm signature.
There is no confirm signature.
Turn your phone, because you're doing it from your phone, right?
Yeah.
Turn your phone sideways, because you might not see it if you're looking at it. What do you call that? You probably got to turn it horizontal. Because if you're looking at it vertical, you might not see it.
There it is. Okay.
Okay.
Username and password.
Beautiful. Remember earlier you were putting in the username and password?
Yeah.
This is your client dashboard. This is where you go in and you track your results with us. Okay? So remember, if you try to go in it now, you're not going to really see anything. It might even give you an error because my technician's got to create that. And I got your photos too that you sent. Good job. Some of your tools. Good. Man, you're quick. Okay. Now, Daniel, the last thing I want to go over with you, okay? So, starting from tomorrow, we're going to get moving, okay? So, within 5 to 7 days, you're going to be listed in all the directories, okay? And you can start logging in and tracking your results with us. 7 to 14 days, your ads are going to be live on Facebook, so you can start getting calls from that already, right? Because your Facebook ad will be visible, and your website too. Those will both be live. They'll be able to see those. They'll be published. Now, with the verification process to get you verified through Google, create your Google business profile, optimize it to the first page and maintain it there, we always write that your timeline for that is 45 to 60 days. That's our promise. But I will tell you, Daniel, I have seen many times where it has happened sooner. Okay? But I'm still going to promise you that. In the meantime, because we want you to start getting calls, you know, as quickly as possible, but not overwhelm you, is why we get the Facebook ads, the website, and the directories up and running a lot sooner. But track your results in the reporting system, because you're also going to see the results in there too. Okay? And we're going to also be sending you notifications once you're on the first page of Google, when your website's live, when we create your business logo so you could select the one that you like best. We're going to notify you when your Facebook ads are live, when you're in the directory. So we're going to keep you in the loop so you know the work that we're doing too. Okay?
Okay.
And I want to be the first to congratulate you and welcome you to our local Splash family. Daniel, I am so excited for you, super excited, and I want to thank you for giving us the opportunity to help you grow your business.
You want to stay with me? Do I use his username and password?
You want me to stay with you while you try to go in it right now?
Yeah, because I have a lot of trouble with usernames and passwords.
It's okay. Go in there right now, just so that way you can kind of practice while we're on the phone. Okay, I don't mind. So on the username, you're going to put your phone number.
I'm going to do my email.
No, the username is your phone number. We've set it up like that for you. Yeah. Your username is always your phone number. And then let me know when you're ready for your password.
Okay, password.
Password. Now remember, these are all lowercase, no capitals, and it's one word. Are you ready?
Yep.
Best, B as in boy, E, S, T, local, L, O, C, A, L. All one word, lowercase. Best local. And then you just click on enter or you click on login. And then it should tell you we're working on your account. Please check back in about 2 to 3 business days.
Invalid credentials. Please try again.
Okay. Make sure you put your phone number, 612-503-0344.
Yep.
Okay. Now your password, no capitals. It's going to be one word, no spaces. Okay. You ready?
Yep.
B as in boy, E as in Edward, S as in Sam, T as in Tom, L is in Larry, O is in Oscar, C is in Cat, A is in Apple, L is in Larry.
Okay. Yep, 2 to 3 business days. Okay.
Okay, you're in. Good job. That wasn't that bad, huh?
No, that was not.
Okay. All right. Well, then, Daniel, we'll be calling you tomorrow for your client interview, and I'll send you the reminder an hour before, okay?
Sounds good.
All right. You have a blessed evening.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.